Really great to have Jared Nicholson back. He's the Lynn School Committee member and also on the subcommittee, the sports subcommittee, in charge of that, too. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, Jared, first of all, welcome back. I hope everyone is safe on your side of the bridge.
Thank you so much. Great to be back. You, too.
Let's get right to it. Obviously, things have changed since last we talked, and maybe from your point of view, the transition from in-classroom learning to the online learning. What have you guys, as school committee members, learned so far about this transition?
So the learning has been that we have a lot of work to do. I think that is clear, that this is something that it requires a huge pivot on the part of so many people, from the educators to the students to the parents. And so it's going to be a work in progress as we figure this out. But I know that our educators and our families are making a tremendous effort to try to continue to make sure that learning is happening.
What are concerns, maybe some concerns that you've gotten from parents, either with the online learning or the class of 2020? What have you heard from some parents?
Well, the class of 2020 is, you know, it's devastating not to be able to have the senior rites of passage that are so well earned and deserved by the senior class, and that's, it's really sad. My heart goes out to them. You know, there's so many different levels of grief that we're dealing with, as the public health crisis is really affecting our community. So obviously losing loved ones and people getting really sick, but also missing out on these sort of important rituals is also some. And we're thinking about ways to try to recognize our seniors in ways that are safe.
How often is the school committee meeting?
About every other week.
Okay. And what have you heard from Dr. Tutwiler? What are some of the positives? Because I know that there have been some interesting changes. There, obviously, this learning curve is going to help even when kids get back into the classroom, because this is a new tool that educators will be able to use. But what have you heard maybe on the positive side from Dr. Tutwiler?
Well, I mean, I think we're excited that we have a program in place, a remote learning program that's going to take us for the next few weeks until the next phase. And, you know, one of the things that I think is important about this, if we're still trying to figure out technology and access to technology, this phase is available through printed packet. So people with additional technology can go to the school, pick up a packet, and know that their kid can continue to learn access to the technology.
I think also the website, the school website, is pretty amazing. It's detailed. You've got all kinds of translations there, all kinds of things that are available, and that looks like it also is a great tool that kids and parents alike are able to use.
Absolutely, yeah. We've been excited to have that offering out there, and I know teachers have worked so hard at putting together materials that continue to reach their students, and so We're pleased that that's taking place.
How about across the spectrum from K-12 on up to grade 12? What are some of the some of the things that the school committee has learned about remote learning with aspect to that? Because I know I'm just learning here that, you know, it's so difficult for families who have more than one student in the house to do the remote learning, because you know, you got to have so many computers and so many lessons that are being out there. So what are some of the things that you've come across?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's a great question, because this has been really important, and one of the, I think, nice ideas that the district had in rolling this out was to make the curriculum use a themed approach, so that while different depending on the grade level, the broader themes would be the same across, sort of help with those families who have kids that are at different levels. So the first theme is family, and a lot of the units are around family, and the next theme is community, and a lot of the lessons are about the roles that different members of our community play, thinking about it in ways that have to do with particular lessons and math and science and social studies and English, but using those broader themes to tie it together.
You know, let's go back to the class of 2020 for a minute. I see that the Department of Education, and it's got this long name, DESE, but it used to be the Department of Education. They've waived the MCAS rights for graduation. Does that create any problems in terms of the class of 2020, or is it just going to be business as usual? I was going to say walk across the stage, but they will get their diplomas.
Right, they'll get their diplomas, they'll have some recognition virtually. The district is still sorting out exactly what that's going to mean for each student that it would affect. But it's certainly good news that we expected to give that fit to our seniors who had otherwise met all their graduation requirements and have been trying to meet that last one, to know that they're going to be able to graduate.
Jared, personal question: when one goes to run to be on a school committee, you're doing it out of a sense of duty. You're doing it out of a sense of community, and you may have a general idea of something that you would like to be presented or to learn about. What's your reaction now compared to what maybe before you became a school committee member in terms of what you thought it was going to be like? Because this is absolutely weird.
Absolutely. It's so unpredictable. And I think one of the things you think about as you prepare to enter public service is what can I bring to the team, you know, and to the process of making the best decisions we can for the city and in our case for the public schools. And I've done my best to try to do my part in keeping an eye out as to how I can be helpful. I worked a lot on getting our school committee meetings to go virtual and getting the technology set up for that. And also keep an eye out on what other communities are doing and soliciting and processing feedback from all corners, from our district, from our partners, and most importantly, from students, parents, and teachers.
We're featuring Class of 2020 right now. We started with the directors of athletics and the captains of spring sports, and obviously very devastating for the seniors and a big impact on juniors as well. But from the school committee's subcommittee on sports standpoint, Jared, maybe some final thoughts on how you're looking at all this and how you're looking at the Class of 2020.
It's one of those things that this is a lot of loss particularly for the seniors. And, you know, I hope that we can be creative in finding other opportunities for students to be able to showcase their ability, but also just, you know, get those lessons that they would have been getting on the playing field. And so it's something that I think we'll be continuing to look at in the future.
All right, that is Jared Nicholson, Lynn School Committee member. This is Connections.